I have to go back to a pivotal moment, just being a child and realizing that people can respond to you differently and unfairly because you're black. When I had to have been like maybe 7 years old, and my mother was very, very pregnant, and we were at the grocery store, and she had this grocery cart that was piled high with stuff, and she didn't feel she could push it all the way to the car. So she asked me to just, it's a small town. In those days, it was nothing to ask your 7-year-old, can you stand here with the basket while I go get the car? So I'm standing there, you know, and the basket handle was probably up around my forehead, but I'm holding the basket, and I feel this bump. And I look, and somebody has bumped me with a shopping cart. And so I try to scooch out of the way. And this guy hit me again. And it was this older man, I think a farmer, because he was dressed in his work grays. But he just had this horrible sneer on his face looking at me. And he kept hitting me with that shopping cart until he knocked me right off my feet. And, you know, as a little kid, you're thinking, oh, what did I do wrong? And it was just, it turns out, you know, it was probably just him thinking, gosh, you know, what's this little colored kid doing entering the front door of the store? Because there were still, not so much in Terre Haute, but there were stores at that time where, you know, black people couldn't go in the front door. Black women couldn't try on clothing. That's why I'm a catalog shopper to this day, because I watched my mama, my grandmother, order clothes from catalogs because you couldn't go into a major department store as a black woman and try on clothing. So I thought, I never told my mother about that incident because I didn't want her to feel bad, but it taught me that, wow, there are people that are just going to react to your outer covering, and you're going to have to deal with that.